This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Flathead area Republican State Representative Tom Millett is delinquent in paying his income tax and now has accrued an unpaid income tax bill totaling at least $427,000. Millett failed to pay his income tax between 2004 and 2017. In at least 1 year, 2009, the IRS says he earned more than $100,000. Millett has unsuccessfully pursued a years-long dispute in the courts over his failure to pay income tax. Representing himself in the legal dispute, Millett has argued that as he interprets the U.S. tax code, his earnings are exempt from taxation because he believes income is technically taxable only for residents of federal districts like Washington, D.C. That logic has failed to persuade a Montana-based federal judge, Donald Malloy, who ruled against him in a series of orders in 2022 and 23, and a panel of federal judges at the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which declined to take up Millett's case. Federal District Court Judge Malloy also upheld a federal tax lien on a property of Millett's in Marion, Montana. Millett, a first-term Republican who represents Libby and rural areas west of Kalispell, failed to pay more than 13 years of income tax. As a state representative, he swore an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and the Montana State Constitution, both of which state powers of taxation. State income taxes are the largest revenue source for the state budget, which is passed by the state legislature. State Representative Millett said he may appeal his case to the U.S. Supreme Court, but still owes $427,000 in income tax. Millett said he plans to seek re-election in 2026. Harmful algae have been confirmed at the Elk Grove Pond in the Elk Grove subdivision south of Four Corners, just west of Bozeman. Harmful algal blooms are caused by blue-green algae. County health officials put the pond under a closure advisory and recommend that the public stay away from the water. No fishing or swimming in the pond until further notice. Ingestion or long periods of contact can result in illness, muscle twitching, staggering, convulsions, paralysis, and possibly death, with children and pets most likely to ingest the harmful algae. Animals can also ingest it by getting it on their fur and then licking it off. Officials say the blue-green algal blooms look like pea soup, grass clippings, or green latex paint, and are usually suspended in the water or appear as floating mats. Signs are posted in the area of the Elk Grove Pond in the Elk Grove subdivision to warn about the toxic algae in the water and to describe the toxins that are present. There's more information at the Gallatin City County Health Department website at gallatinmedia.org. Theodore Roosevelt IV, the great-grandson of President Theodore Roosevelt, will speak at the MSU Library's annual Trout Lecture September 9th. The Montana State University Library will host the free event at 7 p.m. Tuesday, September 9th in the Hager Auditorium at the Museum of the Rockies. A reception will follow. Roosevelt is a great-grandson of former U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt and an advocate for climate protection and the U.S. National Park Service. At the event, Roosevelt will discuss his life, the current state of our waters and fishing climates, and the role of national parks in ecological and recreational environments. Roosevelt is a retired U.S. Navy Reserve Lieutenant Commander and a Managing Director for Barclays Capital, Incorporated. He has earned widespread respect as both a forward-thinking investment banker and an influential activist through his efforts to address climate change and preserve public lands. The lecture is free and open to the public. Seating is limited and registering ahead of time is encouraged. People can register online at montana.edu/calendar/events. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.